This show is brought to you by ERN, Entertainment Right Now. Find us online at ernlive.com. Now, here are your hosts.
This is Men's Health Live from Men's Health Magazine. Here are your hosts, Peter Moore and Greg Stebbin.
Welcome back to Men's Health Live. We are, of course, the guys who bring you Men's Health Magazine and menshealth.com. Andrew Daniels is here.
Hey.
Thanks for being here. Michael Easter, one of our fitness editors, is here. And we're going to talk about this interesting story, Michael, called Get Off Your Asphalt. Get off Correct. Your asphalt.
Get off your asphalt.
Very clever. What's the title of your idea?
I believe it was a Peter Moore idea.
Ah, Peter Moore. Yeah, ditch your asphalt.
And won't be surprised that he came up with something that clever.
So it is a story about trail running. And, you know, one of the things that I love about Men's Health are the photos, mm-hmm. and the fitness stories in particular have great photos.
Right.
So when we have these pictures of beautiful, fit women that are wearing, you know, very
scantily clad.
Thank you. Fitness mm-hmm. clothes. Do you get to go be part of those shoots and photo edit them and things?
See, here's the thing. Is you're right. We do have these photo shoots where basically models, you know, take their clothes off and do crazy things.
I hate that.
Yeah. Well, here's
what
I mean,
I hate it when I miss it.
Here's what I hate. I get to go on the ones where dudes take their shirts off and do exercises, and I just sit and eat catering, stuff my face.
Who decided that?
I don't know.
It's not cool, man.
That I hope gets
Who's the guy
really
that
soon?
Gets to go on the supermodel naked shoots?
Who is that? Darling?
I don't know.
I think it's maybe Darling.
Should we get him on the phone?
Darling, let's clarify. It's Mike Darling.
Mike
He's
Darling.
Not your Darling.
Right.
Well, I suggest you have a series. We might have him on the show and just talk to him about this.
Hash it out, yeah.
Because
sure
I think you deserve to be there at those shoots, and I think they need you there.
I
they
think
need your
right.
input.
You know what I've heard is amazing is that the models just do anything. It's just like there's no hesitation. It's just like, okay, we need you to know, do some weird like pose, whatever, wearing this bra. And they're just like, yeah, okay.
It's a job. Yep.
It's their job. That's their tool.
Wow. I'm missing out on that.
Okay, so we could talk about the story, Get Off Your Asphalt.
Yeah.
It's a trail running story.
Should we, though?
You don't
or should we just keep on talking?
About it compared to talking about scantily
yeah,
clad
well, you
models.
Know.
All right, so there's a story about trail running, and I think trail running is interesting because lots of people run on the road.
Correct.
Not as many people, I suspect, run on trails.
Exactly.
Why is trail running better?
Well, okay, so here's the thing about this story. I got it, and I was like, so we're going to write, we have 4 pages for it. I said, it's basically just running on dirt. Like, how am I going to fill
this
space?
Yeah, but you can put pictures of girls in scantily clad running shorts.
You could. And again, I was on the shoot, and you'll notice it has a dude in the photo.
You're right, it does. Okay, well, so anyway.
So I started researching, and it's pretty crazy the differences that there are. It's like one of the sources I use who's like he's won like 100 ultra trail marathons. Huh. He kind of says it's like basically a different sport. It's more intense because there's more hills. The dirt is soft, so it's not as hard on your joints.
I was going to ask you about that.
There's a ton more like plyometric stuff because, I mean, a road is a road. It's flat.
And it's been engineered to be perfect.
Exactly.
And a trail is not.
Exactly.
So I would think running on a trail is actually ultimately better for your body and your core because you're constantly adjusting to the irregularities of the trail.
You nailed it.
I nailed it, Andrew.
Nailed it.
Do we have a
mark
bell
it, yeah,
or
ding.
Something?
Yeah.
Can we have a bell?
Ding, ding,
so
ding.
I
Let's
so
we'll
this
add that
is
in
post. Actually, one of the benefits is the fact that it's not a perfect surface like an asphalt road or something.
Exactly. You have it challenges you so much more. You know, there are a ton more hills. So it's more of a cardio challenge. You're jumping off of things. So you're using essentially different muscles, like you said. Like the core comes into it a lot more, the hips. Whereas, you know, running can sometimes be a little monotonous. You know, you plug in.
But not as you suggest in another story in this month's issue of Men's Health, that if you're running behind an attractive woman.
Oh, that's not monotonous.
It keeps you motivated.
Yeah.
Is that, I mean, is there research that proves that?
That
not that I want to change the subject, but if you're running behind an attractive woman, you'll stay more motivated. I mean, intuitively, I know it's true. Is there research to support it?
Here's the thing with that. Women are better at pacing themselves. So, like, guys, you know, they're going to go all out in the first half of, like, a race, and then they're going to bonk.
We're like dogs.
Girls, exactly.
Yeah, we're going to stop and sniff something at the side of the road unless
exactly.
we're well-trained.
Exactly. Girls are going to go the same pace the entire way. That's a smarter way to run. So if you find a girl who's at the pace that you want to be, well, you should just get right behind her and follow
but
her the entire
race. But does the attractiveness of her help?
It can't hurt.
I'm not asking your opinion. I'm asking if there's I'm trying not to just be a pig guy. Is there actually research that shows that if you're behind something that's of interest to you, you'll stay motivated?
I can't speak on that. All I can say is that
it works for you.
But I would say yes. If you're chasing, let's say, a more attractive girl, it's going to keep your interest.
Okay.
Along the same lines, so I like, you know, one of the benefits that we talk about in the trail running piece is how it's good for your brain to not just, and you know, I think that's truest. That's at least the biggest benefit that I get is that when you're running in the forest or the trail or whatever, there's just a lot, there's more to look at, right, than just, you know, running on a flat road. You're a little bit more stimulated. It's more peaceful. It provides a better distraction, like we were talking about before. So are there actually benefits to sort of like the scenery aspect of it? I mean, did you find any of that in your research or no?
Yeah, so we don't really talk about that in the story, but we've talked about it before, how there's a lot of brain benefits to exercising in nature. I mean, basically for the reasons you said, it's just a little more stimulating. Also, you know, roads are like smoggy.
I was just going to say, I mean, the air you're breathing has to be better.
Yeah. And it's just, you're on this trail and it's nice, you know, there's birds chirping and it becomes a little less monotonous too, because the ground is constantly changing, kind of talked about before. So you have to keep, you know, you have to keep on your toes.
All right, so Michael Easter is here. He's one of Men's Health Fitness editors. We're talking about a story on trail running. It's better for you than running on the road, guys, but no matter where you're running, another story in the magazine called Run After Her, if you can just find something interesting to follow, we'll leave it up to your imagination what that might be, but look on page 50 of Men's Health. That will also help you stay very, very interested, very motivated. You will get to the end, to the finish line, as long as she gets there a minute before you do. I'm Greg Stebbin. This is Andrew Daniels. This is Men's Health Live. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Entertainment Radio Network. Brands you trust, people you love. ERN brings magazines to life, like the show you're listening to right now. Check out ernlive.com for more of your favorite magazine radio shows like Popular Science and many others. And check out our videos too. That's ernlive.com. You can also listen to free podcasts of our shows at ernlive.com. Magazines brought to life on your radio. When you want and where you want. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This show is presented in part by Dodge. Born Dodge. We'll be right back.